South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Rob Hakala and Beth Foster, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
Happy to have you on, David.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we are going to be talking about the iPhone, which I believe is something that a lot of people would like to have, and that means perhaps stealing your iPhone physically or trying to get your data, right?
Yeah, they're the haves and the have-nots, I guess, and those of us who have iPhones, the Massachusetts Police Department's warning residents that thieves are stealing smartphones and then attempting to access the victim's bank accounts.
Oh, boy.
They came up with a phrase that I had never heard before. It's a new one. So they're calling this safeguarding against shoulder surfing.
I like that term, shoulder surfing. Okay.
Shoulder surfing.
Yeah.
So
how does this work?
They're trying to watch you use your phone.
Right.
See the password that you've entered.
Mm-hmm.
Once they know your password to get in, then they can grab your phone, and they've got everything on your phone that they can get access to. So it's pretty scary. We see it often. I see a lot of videos of people driving by and reaching out and grabbing an iPhone from somebody or doing it on a train station platform or whatever.
Mm.
It's just grabbing phones here and there because they're valuable, and they're very easy to get rid of after the fact.
Yeah.
Right, and if you have the TikTok app on your phone, you can resell it on eBay for upwards of $58,000, supposedly.
Oh, man.
So, David, I actually was not able to update my phone to this new iOS 17 just because I didn't have enough space. And then I heard that the update was just, I don't know, not agreeable with the new photos. It kind of organized your photos in a strange way. So my phone doesn't have this capability that you're talking about, the stolen device protection, because it hasn't been updated to that iOS 17 is what I'm understanding.
Okay, so well, that's an older OS now. It's up to 18.
Oh, it is.
So have you not done any updates recently?
Okay, no. So my phone's saying I can update to iOS 18. So I probably have the iOS 17, I'm thinking. I actually don't know what iOS I have.
Hmm. Okay, so if your phone is running out of space, and it's probably, like most of us, is because of pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
Are you storing an iCloud?
Yes. It says I need to free up 13 gigs to be able to do this update. And then I just went on my about option in the general settings, and I do have the iOS version 17.61. So,
okay, so 17.6, that means you would have the stolen device protection. But as for your lack of space, actually, since you're using iCloud and it's automatically updating and uploading all the time, you can simply turn that off on your iPhone, delete your photos, do the update, and then turn it back on.
Ooh, okay, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Well, you get all your photos back. You're not going to lose anything. And you get the newest version, the newest secure version of the iOS operating system.
Okay.
Okay, right. Because you think it's important to be up to date with any...
With anything that's... These updates are not just to make the iPhones prettier and make them happier for you. They're to protect you, and it's almost always security.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that you want to be able to update to all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I will work on that.
Well, yeah, because I guess with all of these things, there's so much stuff right on the phone. If you can get the password, right? If you get the phone, is it very hard to get into it?
Yeah. Well, if you get the phone and the person hasn't set up the recommended securities like sign-in security for a two-factor authentication, Face ID, and a passcode, and a lot of different things, and once they have your 4 or 6-digit number to log in, they have access to everything. And if you have your banking information saved, then they have access to your bank account.
Yeah.
Oh, man, right.
Because I think of it, there's all these apps that are on the phones or codes or for other things, and because they do contain so much information and make life so easy, but you want to make sure that no one gets these.
Exactly right.
So, David, and I have a question. Because they are shoulder surfing, they know your digit passcode, but they don't have the ability to do your face code, right? Like your
correct.
But then if your face code fails, because it's a stranger, it's not you, right? They can still enter in that digit passcode and they can essentially bypass that extra protection that the face code gives you.
Well, there are settings where you can control and minimize that as well. The other thing about this stolen information is that if that phone is out of the area where you would normally be, it will not allow them to log into it.
Okay.
The stolen device protection does a lot to protect you. So if your phone gets stolen, the person takes it to New Hampshire, and you don't normally go to New Hampshire, the iPhone will know not to let them in.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
But then if you are going on like a road trip, maybe you got a new job, you're in sales, you need to go to New Hampshire. As long as you're you, you will always be able to use your phone, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. You need to have it say, you're not supposed to be in New Hampshire. I'm shutting off.
Be like, please prove your face again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a whole other side of it because the phone knows where you are. So somebody else knows where you are all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is so true. I think this also goes into showing us that our phone knows more about us than we think.
That's for
exactly
sure.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Sure. And it's sharing it with people that you probably don't know.
Yes. No, I would bet on that, actually.
Well, 155 million iPhone users in 2024, and it says 1 million smartphones are stolen each year. And it is, I guess, you got to be careful, right? Because sometimes we're just surfing and scrolling along, and someone can come along and just pull that phone right out of your hand.
Yeah.
They snatch it. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I know people are trained to do that. And then the other thing I didn't even think about is the people that might just be spying on you, like looking over your shoulders. So you got to be careful about that as well. So this might be the thing you want to check on, is make sure your phone is updated, and then make sure you have stolen device protection. Is that what it's called?
Exactly. And it's very simple to do once you've set up the proper security.
All right. Well, get on that and have your phone be secure. And David, where can people go to read more about this latest article?
xsmartit.com and click on my blog link. Hey, Beth, you need help, call me.
I know. Thank you, David, for sure. I know. I have too much stuff on my phone.
Don't we all?
I know.
We are not. You are not alone in that. All right, xsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too. xsmartit.com. David Snell, xsmartit. We do it every week at this time on WATD.